We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Ted Wynn. Ted, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Hey, doing great, doing great. I see it's been a while since you've since you've done something, but listening to Stand in Awe, oh man, Ted, you're back in a big way. I like that song.
Thank you.
Yeah. But before we talk about that, because I'm so excited about that, I know you're excited about that too. But
I am.
But let's take folks back to you winning Stellar Awards, and all the accolades with Ted and Sherry. How was that like being with a duo?
A very unique one, you know, that was and is still is. Being a part of a duet is an experience where you have to have chemistry and synergy with the other person in order to do what you do. And Sherry and I were, you know, friends before we started singing together. And the singing together part just really was more of an expression of our friendship. And it kind of, you know, came out the song. And we grew up, you know, in Memphis. So we had similar musical backgrounds. And we loved the same kinds of music. We were interested in a lot of the same types of things musically. And the group was just, to me, it was an incredible opportunity for us to do something that allowed us to really convey the music that I wrote, that she wrote, that other people wrote for us, in ways that we felt like would be impactful, that would inspire people, and that people would hopefully be singing for years to come.
Now, you have been singing solo for a while. Let's talk about a song that I like, Lifter.
Yeah. I wrote The Lifter for my album Balance, which came out in 2009. I can't believe it's been eight years ago. But I wrote that song. Actually, you know, I was thinking about a couple of other people when I wrote it, because that's just kind of how I'm inspired sometimes. And I wanted to write something that I felt like would speak to people who were in a downtrodden place. And so I feel like, you know, songs are powerful reminders to us of our own experiences with God and our own personal testimony of what God has done. And so sometimes when life, you know, presents situations and obstacles, in that moment you can forget because you're only feeling what's happening in that particular moment. So this music, that song in particular, I felt like was a way for people to be reflective of what God had done, and that God, in whatever situation, will be the lifter of your head. No matter how you are feeling in that moment, you can stand on that faith.
Ted, as a songwriter, you write some great songs, songs I really like. Tell us about the song. Also, I think that was on Balance, God Believes in You.
Yeah, God Believes in You is the first song I wrote for that album. A friend of mine had been killed in a car accident, and I felt as if he was one of those people who always had, you know, a lot of negative people around him, and would always seem to, you know, be excited about some progress, and then something would happen, you know, that would be like a setback. And after he passed away in the accident, I literally, you know, wrote that song in that moment, because I know there are so many people who have heard the song, who maybe even haven't heard it, maybe listening to me right now, who feel that their promise has not reached its potential. And that song is really to inspire folks who may not have the same type of support system that everybody else has, to be mindful of the fact that if nobody else has your back, that God believes enough to invest the ability and the gifts and the dreams that are inside of you. And the reason you survive every obstacle is because God has you know, confidence in you, and it has expectation of how you will perform.
What's the difference now between, and I know time has, wow, there's been a big time difference between Balance and Stand in Awe?
Other background singers and other producers, mixed engineers, mastering folks, they on this album. It's something that I can really be proud of. And so I feel like this music that I did on Standing Off, even the way I wrote the song, is more of a throwback kind of the way I used to feel that music was structured. So I feel like it has more of a kind of late 90s.
Okay.
So early 2000 kind of vibe to it. When people get into the album, they'll hear what I'm talking about.
Tell us about the lyrics, Stand in Awe. It's some beautiful lyrics.
Thank you, man. For people who don't know, I mean, the first verse says, yes, I'm amazed by your power and grace. I'm overwhelmed when I think of the ways that a God like you would show me his favor and truth. Oh, Lord, I stand in awe of you. Yes, you're the one who calls all things to be. You are the author of my destiny. Mighty in your display. Yes, the Ancient of Days. Oh, Lord, I stand in awe of you. And this is a song, really, when I was in college, I majored in English, and so I almost feel like I wanted to write, you know, a love song or poem to God, if you will, about how I view the awesomeness of God. And what I mean by that is the ways in which God renders me speechless or moved to tears when I think about all of the things that I have experienced and the benefits and the blessings that I have been a recipient of. And I know everybody can attest to that in their own way.
You have your Teddy Jams label, and you are with Shaughnessy now. How is it to run a label and to be a songwriter? You wear a lot of hats to be a songwriter, to be an artist, you know. Tell us about wearing all of those different hats.
You know, there are a lot of hats. It's a lot of work, you know, to be honest with you. There are a lot of moving parts, and you have to switch hats from time to time. And so, you know, fortunately, I have a really great team of people who work with me, who support me, to help keep me straight, who do a lot of the legwork, if you will, and allow me to kind of just articulate my vision and what it is that I want to do. Shaughnessy has been a great partner in terms of, they've always believed, Randall Grass, the general manager, has always believed mostly in my songwriting, you know, which is a huge compliment to me, because if I don't consider myself anything else, I consider myself a songwriter, even more than a singer, right? I consider myself to be a songwriter, being able to convey stories in my very unique way through lyrics and melodies. And so working in that capacity as an artist, as a producer, as a songwriter, I'm also a publishing administrator, I represent other songwriters, there are a lot of things, but they're all kind of the same wheelhouse. Like, I love music and all the things surrounding the music industry. And so to be a part of it, to be a contributor to it, and a facilitator of it, I feel is a great privilege.
You mentioned other songwriters, and I see that you've done some work with Donald Lawrence. How was it working with Donald Lawrence?
Incredible, man. Donald Lawrence is like family, like a big brother. Donald Lawrence actually wrote Celebrate for the second Ted and Sherry album, which was a title cut. I've known him for number of years, and he's a perfectionist. He's a really interesting thinker when it comes to how he does music. He's one of my musical influences as it relates to how I write music and think about, you know, vocal arrangements and the like. It's a very refreshing person to be around.
Our guest, Ted Wynn, the new project will be out in September, I believe.
September 1st,
right. Stand in Awe. What can we expect? What other songs can we expect on that new album?
You know, this is actually another, Standing On is the third single we released, so some people may have heard More. More was our first single, Grateful, which was a song where I incorporated a little bit of Walter Hawkins. Be Grateful was the second one. It features Miranda Curtis. Standing On is the third one, so I think that gets people a sneak peek at the album. And we have a couple other surprises in there, or nuggets, I should say, that I'm really surprised at this point. I also did a song with my longtime friend, Bishop Hezekiah Walker, which was a lot of fun. So people should look forward to hearing that song as well.
Oh, man, I can't wait. You mentioned that. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I can't wait to hear that, man.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, I know they will. I know they will. Ted Wynn. Who is Ted Wynn? How would you describe yourself?
Passionate about other people, who's passionate about justice, who's passionate about freedom and happiness, who is passionate about legacy, and an individual who loves to have a good time and who loves family. I love my family a lot, spend a lot of time with my family. And a person who just wants to, you know, live his life to the fullest and bring happiness to people along the way.
Do you like touring?
I do. I actually do like touring. I like traveling. I like going into different cities. I like, you know, meeting different people. I'm a foodie, so I love, you know, different kinds of cuisine. So if I go to a different city or a different country, I want to have the, you know, kind of what, you know, what are you known for in this place? Like, I want to partake of it. You know, I want to go to the spot. So I love touring. I love being on stage. I love performing for people. This I always say there's no place like the stage. I mean, it's the one time where you're performing in my mind that nothing else in the world matters except what's happening in that moment. And so it's a moment between you and the people in the audience who are having an experience with you through music and through art, talking about the commonality that you share with your God.
We're going to go back a minute, but you did mention on Stand in Awe songs like More and Grateful. How about You Are the Reason?
You Are the Reason. Man, I wrote You Are the Reason in a parking lot.
Oh, boy.
Literally, I was in a parking lot walking around in the barbershop waiting to get my hair cut. And I was like, I just started singing that melody. And so You Are the Reason was kind of a song. It wasn't an official single. It might be at some point later.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a real simple lyric. But it's a heartfelt one. And I remember when I first talked to the singers and they recorded it. And I was riding around. I was in Washington, D.C., listening to the background and the band, just, you know, getting into it. And I just, you know, next thing I knew, I just tears were streaming down my face. You know, because I really do think about being, you know, a young black man growing up in Memphis, you know, in poverty, and just the opportunities that I have been afforded in my life because there were people in my life who believed in me, who supported me, who pushed me, who saw something in me, being a product of a teenage mother, but not ending up a statistic like so many other people. So I'm really grateful to God and grateful to all of those people in my life who've been there for me, who've allowed me to be where I am today.
We want to get the single Stand in Awe and other music by Ted Wynn in the hands of your friends, your family, of course, your fans. Where can they get that social media wise? Where can they hook up with you? And also, September 1st, when Stand in Awe, when the album comes out, we want them to be able to get that too. So how can they connect?
I'm on all social media platforms. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Snapchat, I'm everywhere. It's Ted Wynn, TEDWINN, TEDWINN. The album will be available on Amazon, Google, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your music. It will be available. And so I want people to engage, to talk about it, to share it, to tell other people about it, and let me know through my social media how all the music is impacting you.
Pick up the album, Stand in Awe. You cannot lose. With Ted, you have to win. Ted Wynn. Ted, it has been a pleasure, man. Good talking to you, man, and may God continue to bless you. Man, keep those juices flowing, those songwriting juices flowing, man. I'm a fan, Ted.
Thank you so much for your time, and thank you for your support. I appreciate you.
Thank you. It's our guest, Ted Wynn, inside of the Gospel Spotlight.